This is a brief overview of spread betting and how it relates in particular to the financial market, so financial spread betting. Okay, so what is spread betting and how is it different from normal betting? Well, if you are familiar with normal betting, let's say betting on football or horse racing or something like that, then you'll know that if you wanted to place a bet, you would simply go into a bookmaker's, either online or on the high street, and let's say you wanted to bet that such and such a horse was going to win its race at such and such a race course, and the odds that the bookmaker is offering you are, let's say, 4-1, and you put on £10 to win. Now, there are only two possible outcomes to your bet. Either the horse loses and you lose your £10 stake, or the horse wins, in which case the bookmaker gives you back your stake plus £40 winning, four times your £10 stake. So 4-1 means, you know, multiplying your stake by four. So those are the only two possible outcomes. So when you're doing normal betting, you know in advance exactly what the upside is and exactly what the downside is. There are just those two possible outcomes. Now, with spread betting, it's not as cut and dried as that, because literally anything could happen. And the upside is pretty much unlimited and the downside is pretty much unlimited. So you need to understand exactly how it works in order to safeguard yourself from potentially big losses and also to maximize your chances of winning. So you will find that when you have created an account with a spread betting provider, which you will need to do, that of course is also, I should add, that is another difference. You know, with normal betting, you don't actually need an account. You could just walk into any bookmakers on the high street, place a bet and walk out again, and that, you know, might be the only time you've ever had any dealings with them. Whereas if you want a spread bet, you do need to open an account with a spread betting provider. Now, once you've opened your account, you will be shown what is called a spread, which will be two different prices, a high price and a low price. And let's just take an example. I've looked at my spread betting provider and I've looked at the price they're quoting on the FTSE 100. And the price they're currently showing is 5772 to 5773. Now, the difference between those two figures is one, and that difference is what is known as the spread. Now, in spread betting, you can choose either to bet that the price will go up or that the price will go down. So essentially what you're doing is you are just literally having a bet, making a bet on what you think the price is going to do. It's different in that respect from, say, dealing in shares, which most people are probably familiar with, where you obviously are hoping that the price of a share is going to go up, so you buy the share and you will actually receive a physical certificate, you know, as proof of ownership of that share. And then you hold that until such time as you're ready to sell. And you have a physical product. You know, the actual share certificate is something you've bought. Now, with spread betting, it's not like that. You're not buying a tangible anything at all. You are simply having a bet on what you think the price is going to do. And you can bet on the price rising or falling. Now, going back to that spread that I mentioned, 5772 to 5773. Let's say that I thought the price of the FTSE was going to rise. So I would bet that the price was going to go up. Now, when I'm doing that, the price that I have to enter the market at is always going to be the higher of the two prices that's quoted, in this case 5773. Now, I can stake anything I want from the minimum upwards. Now, with most spread betting companies, the minimum stake size is going to be £1. It's not always, but with most of them it is. So I could stake from £1 upwards. Now, let's say I decide I'm going to just stake £1, and so the price that I buy at is 5773. Now, in order for me to make money, the price has to rise. So let's say I'm right, and at some point later on that day, the price has risen, and the price has gone up by 10 points, and so the spread now quoted is 5782 to 5783. Now, in order to get out of my bet that I bought, I have to place an opposing opposite bet. So in other words, I have to sell. So I bought initially at 5773, and now to close the bet and take my profit, I have to place a sell trade. So I place a sell trade at £1, and this time I have to place it at the lower of the two prices, because if you are selling, you always have to sell at the lower of the two prices quoted. If you're buying, it's at the higher of the two prices quoted. So the price when I sell is 5782. Now my profit, or my winnings, is the difference between that price that I sold at and the price that I bought at earlier on, which was 5773. So the difference between 5773 and 5782 is 9. So I have made 9 points profit. Now, in order to translate that into actual monetary amount, I simply multiply the points that I've made by my stake, which in this case was a pound. So 9 times 1 equals £9 profit. If I'd staked £100, I still only made 9 points, but this time I multiply the 9 points by 100, which means a profit or winnings of £900. Okay, so it's the same regardless of how much you stake. It's always going to be your stake multiplied by the points that you made, which will be your profit. Now, equally, if I had been incorrect in my assumption, you know, I thought that the price was going to rise, but in fact it fell, that would be a losing trade. Now my loss would be my stake multiplied by the number of points that I'd lost. And in order to determine that, you simply take away the price that I sell at from the price that I bought at. So let's say I decided to exit the market when the price had fallen by 10 points. Now the price quoted by my spread betting company would be 5762 to 5763, because if you remember, the initial spread was 5772 to 5773. So I bought at 5773, but the price has fallen and the spread is now quoted at 5762 to 5763, 10 points lower than it was when I entered the trade. However, you need to realize that my loss is not 10 points. My loss is actually 11 points, because I have to buy, I have to sell my trade, because I bought initially, so I have to sell at the lower of the two prices, and in this case that's 5762, but I bought at 5773. Now the difference between those two is 11. Okay, so my loss is 11 points multiplied by my stake of a pound, which is £11 loss. If I'd staked £100, I would have lost £1,100, because it's always your stake multiplied by the number of points, profit or loss, that determines whatever your monetary financial profit or loss is. Okay, so it takes a little bit of getting your head around initially, and probably as I ran through those figures, it maybe sound a little bit confusing, but if you see them written down, it will make sense. But it is important that you understand this principle, because it is the fundamental principle of how spread betting works. Okay, so you need to realize that the price can fall or rise quickly, and so it means that, you know, you can potentially win or lose very, very quickly. And it's important that you also always trade with what is called a stop loss. This is something that when you enter your trade, you can specify that if things go against you, you want your trade to be closed automatically at a set predetermined price, and that will limit your losses. Let's say, for argument's sake, that you decide you want a stop loss of 20 points, so you put, as you enter your trade, you put those details in that you want your stop loss at 20 points away. So if the trade goes against you, then the market will automatically take you out and you will be limited to only losing 20 times your stake. Now, I use that figure of 20 points arbitrarily. You could put your stop loss wherever you wanted. You could put it 50 points away, 100 points away, whatever. It just depends on the type of trading you're doing as to where you would place your stop loss. But it's important to know that there is that facility to use a stop loss, and it is a very, very important thing that you should use that. If you trade without one, you are setting yourself up for potentially massive losses. So please do not do that. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense as to how the spread works and how it's different from normal betting. And hopefully what you've also realized is that what it means is that you can make money when the markets go up or down. So, you know, if you felt that the market was actually going to fall, your opening trade could be a sell trade. So if you think of just normal trading in a tangible good. Let's take the example of a market trader, somebody who sells, well, it could be anything. It could be clothes, it could be fruit and veg, it doesn't matter. This, the basic principle of how any trading works successfully is that you sell whatever it is to your customer at a higher price than you bought it. So if you were a fishmonger, let's say, you would go and buy your fish at perhaps a wholesale market, and then you would sell it to your customer and you would have your markup on there and you would sell it for more than you bought it for. Now, financial spread betting is just the same. You are trying to buy at a lower price than you sell. So if you imagine that you are entering into a sell trade, just think of that normal buying and selling process in reverse. So instead of actually buying something first and subsequently selling it at a higher price, you're just selling it initially and the buying back happens later. But the important thing is to make a profit, that when you do buy it, it has to be at a lower price. So if you think the price is going to fall, buy it now at today's price. Let's say today's price is 100, so buy it now. And then, sell it now at 100, and then you need to buy it at a lower price, which you predict is going to happen at some point in the future. So hopefully you are right and the price falls, let's say, to 80. You buy it at 80, but you previously sold it at 100, therefore you've profited because your buy price is lower than your sell price. Okay, so that maybe takes a little bit of getting used to, because obviously we're kind of preconditioned to this idea of, if you're trading, you know, you need to buy something before you can sell it. But when you're spread betting, you can do it the other way around. You can sell it first and buy it later. But in order to make a profit, when you do buy it in the future, it has to be at a lower price than what you sold it for. Okay, so you can make money when spread betting if the markets go up or if the markets go down, so long as your bet is the right way round, so long as you've predicted correctly what the market is going to do. The only time you can't make money is if the price just doesn't change. If the market just goes sideways, you cannot make a profit then. The market has to be moving, the prices have to be changing in order for you to profit. Okay, now, what can you actually bet on? Well, in terms of financial trading, there are literally thousands of different things you could bet on. You could bet on individual stocks and shares. You could bet on an entire index that those shares are part of. like the FTSE 100 or the Dow Jones, the DAX. You know, there are lots of different indices around the world, so you could bet on those. You can bet on commodities. You could bet futures markets. So there's a wide different array of financial markets that you can trade. And as I say, it's literally thousands and thousands of different ones. So there are many, many opportunities to make money when spread betting. Now, the bets actually, one other difference with spread betting, which I briefly touched on, is how long the bet lasts for. If you're betting on a horse race, for instance, then obviously your bet is only valid for the duration of the race. Let's say you're betting on a 2 o'clock race at Newmarket. Well, you know, the chances are that race is only going to last a few minutes at maximum, and then obviously at the end of that time, that's it, the bet is closed, and you've either won or you've lost. With spread betting on the financial markets, your bet could be open only for seconds or minutes. But equally, if you wanted to, you could leave it open for hours, days, weeks. It's entirely up to you. There are different strategies that you can follow, and it just depends entirely on the type of trading that you are interested in as to how long your bet stays open for. Now, the advantages of spread betting are, well, I touched on it earlier, in that you can make very, very large gains. You know, if the market goes up 50, 60, 80, 100 points, you can multiply your stake by that amount. And it is very realistic that, you know, those sorts of profits are routinely made by spread bettors. So the potential is there to make significant profits, but equally the potential is there to make significant losses. So you do need to be aware that it's not a fail-safe method. When you are spread betting, there will be losses, and you need to realize that although the potential is there to make a lot of money, the potential is also there to lose a lot of money. So, you know, go in with your eyes open. Now, spread betting profits are tax-free, certainly at the moment. There is no betting tax, and so as profits from or winnings from spread betting are classed as betting winnings, there is no tax applicable. So that's a big advantage. And also, you can trade most markets around the clock. Not all of them, and it does depend on the spread betting provider that you choose, because some of them are more restrictive than others in terms of the actual hours that they will allow you to trade. But certainly many of them do give the opportunity to trade around the clock, so you don't have to be sort of stuck to trading at any particular time. You know, for instance, if you are interested in trading on a football match, for instance, well, obviously, you know, you can only do it when the match is in play. But if you are interested in the financial markets, as I say, you can a lot of different markets and different spread betting providers, you can trade around the clock. So, you know, there's a good chance that you can fit it in to suit your schedule and your lifestyle. Okay, so that's a very brief overview then of how spread betting works in relation to the financial markets. I hope that all makes sense. The one thing that you might have found a little bit difficult was that example of the FTSE that I spoke about, but if you just jot down the figures and run through the figures, hopefully that will make sense. Okay, so I hope you found this brief overview helpful, and thank you very much for listening.